الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم حق المسلم على المسلم خمس رد السلام وعيادة المريض وتشميت العاطس أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق اللہ مولانا العظیم وصدق رسوله النبی الامی الکریم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدین والشاکرین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. Most honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders and my young friends, and mothers and sisters, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی has blessed us with a complete deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a religion, such a deen, which is completely and totally in compliance to a human's nature. And our Sharia gives a lot of emphasis upon love, connection, bond, and affiliation, affection between Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. Muslims are like brothers, or Muslims are brothers. Two Muslims might not be blood brothers, real brothers. If one confesses the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and another Muslim, he also confesses the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also believes in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these two Muslims are brothers. Just as a person has rights for his Muslim brothers upon him, his real brother, similarly our Sharia has placed few rights upon us for our fellow Muslim brothers. Because some people requested me that I should also speak in Urdu a little bit, so inshallah I'll try to explain very briefly in Urdu as well with English. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne ہمیں ایک مکمل دین عطا فرمایا ہے, اور جب شریعت کا مطالعہ کیا جاتا ہے تو ہماری شریعت اس بات پر بہت زیادہ زور دیتی ہے کہ مسلمانوں کے درمیان محبت ہو, الفت ہو, اور اصلاح معاشرت پر بہت زیادہ زور دیتی ہے کہ ہمارے معاشرے میں رہنے والا ہر مسلمان ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ محبت کے ساتھ رہے, الفت کے ساتھ رہے. اسی لیے اس کو قرآن مجید میں کہا کہ دو مسلمان یہ آپس میں بھائی بھائی ہیں, انما المؤمنون اخوة. And رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says in the حدیث the حق المسلم على المسلم خمس, like I just said, just as a person has rights for his real brothers, he also has to fulfill the rights of his fellow Muslim brothers. He is not his real brother, he is not his blood brother, but he is a Muslim brother. The haqqul muslim ala al-muslimi khamsun. This hadith is quoted by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahimahumullah ta'ala. That there are, every Muslim has five rights upon his fellow Muslim brother, which he needs to fulfill. Number one, raddu salam. When another person, when he says salam to you, it is incumbent and obligatory upon you. It is wajib upon you, it is compulsory upon you that you give answer to his salam, and you also say wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salam in itself is the topic, inshallah, which I will cover some other time. Today I like to focus on the second right, which is mentioned in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is iyadatul mariyad, to visit the sick person. When someone is ill, when someone is sick, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afflicted a person with a calamity, with an illness, then a person should go and visit him and show his sympathy towards his Muslim brother. And show him some support that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed this test upon you. But you are not alone in combating and challenging or going in challenging this illness, this calamity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fighting this challenge, you have other people with you. And this is why I'm here, and I'm here to support you. Iyadatul mariyad, visiting a sick, this is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we are missing today in our society. We are missing this sunnah in our society. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can understand how much emphasis there is from our religion upon visiting a sick person. That in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would not only visit his family members, he would not only visit his relatives, he would not only visit Muslims and companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, but he would also visit non-Muslims. Those people who rejected the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would go and visit these people as well. كَانَ غُلَامٌ يَهُودِيٌّ كَانَ يَخْدِمُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَمَرِضَ. There was a boy, Jewish boy, who used to do khidmah and serve Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he became sick and ill. فَأَتَاهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَعُودُهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him to visit him because he was sick. When he came to him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqa'ada 'inda ra'sihi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said by his head side, and he said aslim. He said accept Islam, embrace Islam. This boy, he looked at his father. Fanadhara ila abihi wa huwa 'indahu. His father was sitting close by. He looked at his father, and this was a gesture of mashwara and consultation. That what is your opinion, what is your right, that what should I do? This Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking me to embrace Islam. What should I do? So his father simply answered by saying that ati' Abu al-Qasim, that obey Abu al-Qasim. Because the kunniya of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Abu al-Qasim. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to keep their kunniya. One is a person's name. My name is Imran, his name is Hamza, someone's name is Ahmad, Abdullah. People have different names, but this is his real name, but they would also have a kunniya. And this kunniya generally was kept according to his oldest son. So if a person has an elderly son, if his name is Ahmad, then he will be called Abu Ahmad, the father of Ahmad. If his son is named Abdullah, then people will call him Abu Abdullah, the father of Abdullah. So the oldest son's name, they connect that and they say the father of so and so person. So the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Qasim. This is why his kunniya was Abu al-Qasim, the father of Qasim. So the Jewish boy, his father said to him, the ata' Abu al-Qasim, the obey Abu al-Qasim, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa'aslama, the Jewish boy, he accepted Islam. This was why, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he showed such sympathy, such akhlaq and characteristics, which Islam commands each one of us, that we should behave with Muslims and non-Muslims alike with akhlaq and with good characteristics. Because of this reason, this boy accepted Islam. فخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يقول نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he leaves this room by saying that الحمد لله الذي أنقذه من النار, that all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has saved this boy from the fire of Jahannam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go and visit non-Muslims as well. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his uncle was about to pass away, Abu Talib, we all know that he went to the house of Abu Talib, and he said that accept Islam. Now Abu Talib knew that the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of religion upon this earth. But because of some external reasons and some hurdles, he could not accept Islam. This is why he used to say that وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينًا لَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ أَوْ حَذَارُ مَسَبَّةٍ لَوَجَدْتَنِي سَمْحًا بِذَاكَ مُبِينًا. That I know that the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best religion. It's the best religion. تو میں یہ کہہ رہا تھا کہ اسلام اصلاح معاشرت پر بہت زیادہ زور دیتا ہے. بہت زیادہ زور دیتا ہے. اور ایک چیز جس سے اصلاح معاشرت کا ایک بہت بڑا جو حصہ ہے اور جس سے مسلمانوں کے درمیان محبت الفت پیدا ہو سکتی ہے, وہ ہے عیادت المریض. کسی بیمار آدمی کی بیمار پرسی کرنا, وہاں جا کر اس کے پاس بیٹھنا, اس کو کچھ اچھے الفاظ کہنا, اس کو عیادت المریض کہا جاتا ہے. یہ بہت اونچا عمل ہے, بہت بڑی آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت ہے. میں نے ابھی انگریزی میں کہا کہ اس کی اہمیت ہم اس سے معلوم کر سکتے ہیں کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اپنی زندگی میں صرف مسلمانوں کی عیادت نہیں کی, اور صرف صحابہ کی, اور صرف اپنے رشتہ داروں کی عیادت نہیں کی, بلکہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ان لوگوں کی بھی عیادت فرمائی جنہوں نے اللہ جل جلالہ و عم نوالہ کی توحید اور اللہ جل جلالہ و عم نوالہ کے پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی نبوت کو ٹھکرایا تھا, ان کی جا کر بھی عیادت فرمائی. اس سے ہمیں معلوم ہوتا ہے کہ کتنا اہم ہے عیادت المریض اور ایک بیمار آدمی کے پاس جا کر کچھ اچھے الفاظ کہنا. اور میں نے اس کی دو مثالیں دی کہ ابو طالب اور ایک یہودی بچہ تھا جس کی آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جا کر عیادت فرمائی. So we can understand how important this is. There are so many virtues mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith narrated by quoted by Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala, that من عاد مريضا نادى مناد من السماء تبت وطاب ممشاك وتبوأت من الجنة منزلا. That when a person goes to visit a sick person, when he leaves his house, a person calls out from the heavens, meaning the angel calls out from the heavens, that تبت وطاب ممشاك, تبت, may you be happy, may you be happy, and may your walking, may your walking be blessed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَبَوَّأْتَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ مَنْزِلًا, and you have occupied a dignifying position in Jannah, in paradise. An angel calls out from the heavens. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quoted by Imam Muslim rahimahullahu ta'ala, that مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَعُودُ مُسْلِمًا غُدْوَةً إِلَّا صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ حَتَّى يُمْسِيَ وَإِنْ عَادَهُ عَشِيَّةً إِلَّا صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ حَتَّى يُصْبِحَ وَكَانَ لَهُ خَرِيفٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that when a person leaves his house to visit his sick brother, Muslim brother, or when he leaves his house to visit a sick person, be him a Muslim or a non-Muslim, when he leaves his house, then approximately 70,000 angels make dua for this person. If he goes in the morning until Maghrib Salah, until the sun sets, 70,000 angels make dua for this person. If he goes at night, if he goes after Maghrib Salah, then 70,000 angels make dua for this person until Fajr. 70,000 angels. And there can be no doubt in the acceptance of the duas of angels, because this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is pure from all types of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when angels make dua for you, this dua is definitely accepted. This dua is definitely accepted. It comes in the hadith that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "The yabna Adam marithtu falam ta'udni." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of judgment that I was sick, you did not come and visit me. The slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, that Ya Rabbi, kayfa a'uduka wa anta rabbul alameen? How can I come and visit you? How can I come visit you? You are the Lord of all the universe. How can I come visit you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, that Ya Abdi, ama alimta anna abdi fulanan maridha, falam ta'uduhu? Do you not know that so, such and such a slave of mine was sick, he was ill? You did not go and visit him. Ama alimta annaka law udtahu lawajadtani indah. Do you not know? Are you not aware that if you had visited this Muslim brother, if you had visited my slave, then you would have found me close to him. You would have found me close to him. Meaning the person who is punctual in visiting his sick Muslim brothers, then this person will gain the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will get the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person is sick, this sickness is given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afflicted him with this illness. And when Allah has afflicted him with this illness, when a person goes and visits him, then this person also becomes beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the person who is sick, his sins and his disobedience, his vices are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he does not have any sins, any disobedience in his book of deeds, then this person's stages and his positions are elevated in Jannah. So this person becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person who goes to visit him, he also becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us, that I was sick, why didn't you come and visit me? So we can understand how important it is to go and visit our Muslim brothers. And also non-Muslim brothers, show characteristics, bring these akhlaq into our lives. Today we are very, very punctual in our salah, in recitation of the Quran and praying salah in the first row. Alhamdulillah, these are good things. And this should be done by each and every single Muslim. But with that, we also need to bring some akhlaq and the good qualities which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had in his life, which is commanded to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then only we can truly become a complete believer. Then we can truly become a real and complete mu'min and Muslim who can stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any hesitation, and we will be able to answer the question posed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah next Friday when I have my turn, inshallah I'll try to mention some adab and some etiquettes of visiting a sick person. Because some of us, we go to visit other people, but we tend to make a lot of mistakes which inconveniences the sick person, and also we tend to contradict the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I'll try to mention some sunan and some etiquettes of visiting a sick person, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. And a short announcement that yesterday night, a very, very pious person has passed away in England, who was the Amir of the Dawah and Tabligh. He was the Amir of the whole Europe, and he has done a tremendous work for the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave his life and he gave everything. He moved to England from India in 60s. In 60s he moved to England, and he gave so much sacrifice that on a very small amount of money, he used to do imamat and he used to teach small kids, and he also used to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has just passed away yesterday night. His whole life was passed in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a scholar said very beautifully that he used to encourage people. He used to give talks on the night of Friday, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him, his death on the same day. On the same day, the night of Friday. He was a very, very pious person. I've personally known him. I've been to his company many times, and I've seen him with my own eyes reading Quran and long, long nawafil and optional deed. And he had so many good qualities in his life. He had just passed away. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his grave with nur. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a great reward for all the good things he has done in his life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a good replacement, if not equal, then something very similar to him. Because when pious people, when they pass away, and it comes in one narration that the doors of fitna, they open. The doors of fitna open upon the demise of the pious people. So this pious person has just left this world. So make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from all these fitan and these temptation, trials and tribulation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a good replacement for Hafiz Patel sahab. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa